Back here on 103.1, the Raven, Steve Linsmeyer with you in studio, and we are joined by Kostaki Economopoulos. Did I get that right?
You did. I'm going to give you an actual A-plus on that.
Well, I appreciate that.
That's a very rare grade with my name.
Yeah, even though you said that it's more fun if I mess it up. What kind of things have you heard when people say your name?
Oh, I've heard them all. My favorite one ever was Jacksonville, Florida. The woman goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Econo Cockalockapus."
That's awesome.
Wow. And my first job was on a construction site in Georgia, so I got a lot of, "Why don't you run them 2x4s down there, Kawasaki Econo Lodge?"
That's
my
great.
Early life. "Suzuki Snuffleupagus, sweep that house out." You know, that's ridiculous. But that's,
yeah, my last name, Linsmeyer, I've heard some weird ones with that, but not as many, I'm sure, as you get. But
yeah, Linsmeyer, that's a good one. Is that German?
Oh, yeah, that is full-out German.
I like it. It's got a nice feel to it.
Yeah, no, I like it. It flows nicely.
Yeah. Got a Z sound in it. That's kind of manly.
Yeah, it's all right.
It suggests that you do things on time somehow.
Yeah, no, I am actually very punctual. I don't like being late.
That's very funny to me.
Well, Kostaki will be coming to Jamestown on October 19th at Shady's Restaurant, 7 o'clock and 9:30. He and Bob Zaney will be doing a show. You can get tickets by calling 800-838-3006 or by visiting krvxcomedy.brownpapertickets.com. So that's how you get tickets for that show. Should be fun. Is this your first trip to Jamestown?
No one's going to remember that link. That's the most cumbersome link in the history of links.
I know. I don't know. Yeah. krvxcomedy.brownpapertickets.com.
Oh my goodness. Go to kostaki.com and there's a link there. That's be easy to remember.
And Kostaki is spelled Kostaki.
Yeah, that's one of the many advantages of being named Kostaki. You can get the website with just your first name on it. You can't get steve.com. That's not available.
No, I'm sure no, but I'm sure there's at least 600 other people that have tried that one.
This is a great show, if you don't mind me gushing about it. Bob Zaney and I were the only two guys left who have weekly segments on Bob and Tom, and we're very funny. That Bob Zaney makes me giggle and laugh my ass off every time. And I've seen him a million times, but there's something about it. It's just like, it's like getting on a time machine. He's just got this old school kind of, he wears a suit, and he's got the cigar, and it's just old school comedy. It's great, hard, crashy one-liners. I love that guy.
So you guys will be coming to Shady's Restaurant. Is this your first trip to Jamestown?
No, I've been to Jamestown before. It's been a while, but I've been there. The Dakotas have always been good to me for whatever reason. The people are really supportive and always come out, and there's a big Bob and Tom footprint, and I love the Dakotas. It's one of my favorite regions.
Now, we talked about off the air a little bit how you have a football segment on XM Satellite Radio, and it's been a tough week for me. I'm a Packer fan. I'm trying to pull out of this depression, but it's really hard.
And oh my goodness. Isn't the whole point of replay that you can watch it again and make the same call that we make on the couch? Isn't that the whole reason that you have replay, to get it right?
I would think so, but apparently that wasn't the case.
At this point, to improve the referee situation, they should replace them all with actual zebras. I think that would be better than the current situation. It's so... That was a weird game, man. And those Seahawks unis are so weird. It looked like the Packers were playing a team from the WAC or something.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it looks like. You're exactly right. They match up perfectly, like with Hawaii.
Right. Some kind of Oregon's duck craziness. Yeah. And when I hear Golden Tate, I keep thinking that when they say his name that I hear Golden Taint. I know that's boyish and silly, but that's just in my head every time. I bet Midas touched that area a lot. That's all I'm saying.
Well, no, it's you know, the thing is, what's the best name for that? You know, you've got, like, the inaccurate reception. I have heard some people, I think Jay Feely, I saw, he wanted to call it Golden Tate.
I don't know. The ref thing, I guess they solved it. Did they fix it? We're going to be good now?
Game tonight, I guess, they'll have regular officials.
Aren't they rusty? Don't they get, they don't get warm-up games? There's no preseason for them?
Not at Hockey League. He's been doing pull-ups for months.
But it's the same problem, like when Chris Johnson holds out. He's not good the first game. He's not good the first season, turns out.
We'll go on to number two now. I saw the over-under on Sports Nation was like 21 yards. He ended with 24.
It's insane. He's killing my fantasy team. They're going to make a bust out of him, not for the Hall of Fame, but just because he's a bust.
That's exactly right.
What, he signed a $53 million deal last year, and he hasn't done much since. You know, people always say when they win the lottery, they're going to quit their jobs. That's what Chris Johnson did.
Yeah, what's his yards per dollar?
That'd be a fun thing to break down. I did do the math on this. They call him CJ2K because when you made 2,000 yards on the ground. This year, three games, he hasn't been injured or benched. Three games, 45 yards total. At his current pace, he's going to have to change his name to CJ 240 yards. That is not catchy.
Well, Kostak, you've had a pretty nice career here. You've writing for the Tonight Show, the Late Late Show, the Best Damn Sports Show. Period. You've had a pretty nice career.
Yeah, man, it's been a nice run. It's a pleasure to put words in the mouth of someone who's a good performer. You know, I like the writing process, and to me, that's the hard part of comedy is when you sit down and stare at a blank page for hours, and somehow by the end of the couple hours, you got some funny stuff on it. That's like a giant triumph. It's like this crazy puzzle that you solved. So I like the writing side. I wrote for some stuff for Bette Midler and MTV, and it's been fun. I like that part of it.
Now, as far as your solo act, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
It's the full range. I've got a kid. She turns four here in a couple weeks. Her name's Ava Ray Economopoulos. Her mom's already told her the Economopoulos is silent. So some of it's that kind of jokes about the family, and I'll do some football stuff, and I'll do some relationship stuff. I'm a single dad now, and I have a girlfriend, and that's a very interesting, complicated situation. I'll be covering that. We'll touch on politics. I'll do silly things. I'll do dirty things. We'll talk to the crowd a little. It's a fun show, and Bob Zaney is tremendous. So if you're saving up to see one comedy show, this is it. It's going to be a really fun night.
Well, I'm hoping I'll get a chance to see it because obviously with being a Friday night, I have to cover high school football games as the sports guy here. So
obviously.
I'm hoping there's maybe a little way I can find my way into the show, but we'll see.
Well, come on. It's good fun, man.
Maybe if we're home that night, I can catch the end of it.
Okay. All right.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, and I look forward to it. I know I've heard great things about the show, and Jamestown welcomes you as always.
Thanks so much, man. It's good to talk to you, Steve Lanzmeyeropoulos.
That was Kostaki Economopoulos joining us here on 103.1 The Raven. He will be in Jamestown on Friday, October 19th at 7 o'clock and 9:30. The show is presented by all of us here at KRVX 103.1 The Raven. You can call for tickets at 800-838-3006. Back in just a minute.